This is episode 2314 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to day two of our series we're exploring. And the theme for this week is following along with the 80-20 ritual. You might not think of the 80-20 concept as a ritual, but it truly is. When I lived and studied the Japanese tea ceremony in Japan, this was an important principle. For each ceremony, there was always a focus or a theme. And that's what I share with you here on the podcast. Well, also, as we prepared the tea, we made room for what might happen in regard to the guests, in regard to the weather, in regard to how the food or the tea turned out. We always allowed a little 20% buffer. So we showed up doing our best, performing the hundreds of movements that entail the Japanese tea ceremony that had been performed so many times with so much practice and so much precision that we could simply be during the tea ceremony. We didn't have to worry about what step came next because it was already considered and we had already rehearsed and practiced it so many times that during the tea ceremony, we could be very present. And this is what the 80-20 ritual in your life is all about. So your challenge for this week is to go on an 80-20 quest for yourself. Think about what part of your life you would like to apply this 80-20 principle. Maybe for you, you've been working way too much, or maybe you've been procrastinating and you need to allow yourself a little more grace, still continuing to work, doing your best, but also doing your best to have a more balanced life, to maybe do more self-care so that when you work, you don't feel burned out. You feel really refreshed and energized. When I lived and worked in Japan for a company, a few times throughout the day, we were served tea, green Japanese tea. And I remember thinking that I was going to rush through my tea break and get more work done. Well, what I noticed is that my colleagues, who were all Japanese, I was the only foreigner in my division of over 200 people, they would all sit and relax, close their eyes, meditate. Sometimes people would sleep. Sometimes people would get up and do some movement, but they were by themselves, relaxing, going more inward. They weren't looking at their phones or on their laptop or standing in groups talking. They took this time for themselves. And what I noticed is that they emerged so much more refreshed than I did after my stints of working through my tea breaks. So I decided to settle myself down and just see what it was like to sit and enjoy a cup of tea by myself, turning inward, sitting in stillness. And this is how I first began to meditate. I didn't meditate for over a year after doing this because I needed to learn how to experience stillness within my body. So it all started for me with a cup of tea. In fact, that's where I came up with my business name, which is Sip and Om. Sip represents the tea because it all started with tea. And Om, of course, is what you often say after yoga class. It's what you often say after you meditate. Om is considered to be a powerful word which encompasses everything. all we are and interconnectedness. So what for you represents your 20%, your om, how you want to calm your life down in some way? This is your challenge. Focus on this every day this week. And I share with you a journal prompt every day on my Sip and Om Instagram. I believe it does show up also on my Sip and Om Facebook. So that's a way where you can receive a daily journal prompt for all you journalers. Journaling is a powerful way to experience stillness and to reflect on how you're living your life. So you can head over to my Sip and Om Instagram. You can also find a free journal for you at the Sip and Om Meditation app, where you can also enjoy this week's series absolutely free. 30-minute guided meditations, your journal. You also get a slow down guide with all the meditation techniques I share with you this week in this week's series, right there at your fingertips on the app. So now I invite you to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. And I want to share with you a quote from the book Tea Life, Tea Mind that we'll be following along with. It is by the current Grand Tea Master, Soshitsu Sen the 15th. He writes this: "The simple act of serving tea and receiving it with gratitude is the basis for a way of life called Chado, the way of tea. When serving a bowl of tea in conformity with tea etiquette, a cultural synthesis of wide scope and high ideals is brought into play with aspects of religion, morality, aesthetics, philosophy, discipline, and social relations. The student of tea learns to arrange things, to understand timing and interludes, to appreciate social graces, and to apply all of these to daily experience. These things are all brought to bear in the simple process of serving and receiving a bowl of tea, and are done with a single purpose: to realize tranquility of mind in communion with one's fellow men within our world. It is in this that the way of tea has meaning for today." So as you close your eyes and begin to relax your mind and your body, I invite you to repeat the affirmation for this week. Repeat it every day this week when you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night. Allow it to really sink within your consciousness. The affirmation is: in stillness, I touch my inner truth. In stillness, I touch my inner truth. As you sit up straight and gently elevate your eyes upward, repeat out loud: in stillness, I touch my inner truth. In stillness, I touch my inner truth. Allow yourself to sit in stillness, repeating the affirmation anytime your mind begins to wander. Whisper the affirmation, repeat it mentally as you tap into your inner truth. You are so worth slowing down for.